The movie The Royal Tenenbaums opened across the country this week. And as in his last movie, Rushmore, the director Wes Anderson obsessed over every visual detail in the movie. Among the featured props in The Royal Tenenbaums are a series of vivid and disturbing paintings by Miguel Calderon. We asked Studio 360's Michelle Siegel to find out exactly how these paintings made it into the movie.
When you first see Miguel Calderon's painting, Bad Root, it's pretty menacing. Against a flat gray overcast sky and a few pine trees, five shirtless young guys in blue jeans straddle motorbikes in a muddy clearing in the woods. They sport tribal monster makeup and spiky wigs. They stretch out their arms, curl their fingers, demon style, and look right at you from the canvas. It's curious and, well, creepy. Calderon, who lives in Mexico City, got the idea for the painting a few years ago when he was watching TV. He was riveted by the sensational reenactments of unlucky events and bizarre violent crimes.
One day I was watching the show and I saw this story of these five brothers that would wait around in the woods, and they would wait for people who rode their bikes, and they would take the husband, tie him up, put a plastic bag on his head, and then do terrible things to the wife while the guy was watching. So this violence, like I couldn't sleep for a while just thinking about how strange this thing was. Me and a few friends just got some makeup and some wigs and stuff, and I staged the photograph. And as a photograph, I didn't really think it worked because, as I said, it was too real and it just looked too funny, and you could tell where it came from.
Even though Calderon is a trained painter, he distrusted his own style as too artsy. Camp was what he wanted, so he set out to find a portrait painter for hire.
You know, sometimes you don't necessarily do the photography or do the, you know, art direction, but you're in charge, and you're the one that decides who is in charge of these things.
And music helped Bad Root take shape.
Actually, I listen to a lot of death metal, like Slayer and stuff like that.
That's good for when you paint it. I think the Erik Satie is better for when you look at it.
That's film director Wes Anderson. He bought Bad Root at a New York gallery and then wrote it into the script for The Royal Tenenbaums.
They're really funny, but there's this really strange violence in them. And it seemed to be appropriate for this character that Owen Wilson plays, Eli Cash, that he would have these paintings in his lair.
Along with the other dysfunctional characters in The Royal Tenenbaums, Eli Cash is an elegant poser. He's a successful drug-addicted novelist who writes about the West, but is not too well-versed in the subject.
Well, everyone knows Custer died at Little Bighorn. What this book presupposes is maybe he didn't?
Yeah, I don't think he would be very comfortable on horseback or out on the range, but I think he's more comfortable at, you know, in the book signings and literary cocktail parties in New York.
There's a lovable fakeness about both the character and the painting, but the director was still surprised to learn Calderon didn't actually paint Bad Root.
Yeah, there's a concept that it's just a different way to execute it, but still catches you off guard, particularly if you don't find that out until after you've bought the painting. But it's funny because, you know, I think the people that he had paint the pictures are like kind of guys who would paint on black velvet or something. They're like Elvis painters, that kind of thing, you know, they're not Vermeers.
I have come to learn that my work is about staging events and recreating things and giving them a new sense of, I would say, reality, I guess.
There's something a little unreal about the kind of characters they are, and it's a little exaggerated, and I feel like for it to be just right, the setting also needs to have some of that unreality.
So when you're sitting in the theater watching The Royal Tenenbaums, around the middle of the movie, look for a hint of that unreality. It's in Eli Cash's living room, hanging just above the couch. For Studio 360, I'm Michelle Siegel.
Do You can see some of Miguel Calderon's paintings on our website, studio360.org.